Good morning, Nick Hayton here. I want to spend a bit of time talking about quantum computing. A lot of people ask me, so Nick, you know, what's all the fuss about? Why is there so much investment and attention being paid on and put into quantum computing? What's going on? So here's the thing, let's baseline this a little bit. So we're all familiar with our modern computers, laptops and mobile phones, you know, the one I'm using, enormously powerful devices. But at the center of those devices is a core processor, silicon chip. And here's the challenge. We're packing so much functionality and so many resistors and transistors and things into these chips that, you know, we're now reaching the physical limits of what was known as Moore's Law, which is Gordon Moore, one of the founders of Intel, defined a principle, basically, that said, as computing power doubles, the price halves, and that's about 18 months. But we've now hit that physical limit. So these silicon chips are now so small, so thin, that's why they're called wafers in some respects, that we've reached the physical limits of the science. We're now done at the atomic level. Some of these chips and wafers are just a few atoms across. And because of that, we're starting to hit physical and scientific boundaries, which some of which is enormous amounts of heat is being generated. And these things are also susceptible to interference and noise, in a sense. So we've already moved into the quantum computer realm, which quantum computers, they harness the power of subatomic particles. And I shall tell you more in the next update. Thanks for listening.